Oh, good morning, Mr. Criminal. You don't look so well. It seems that my girls really did a number on you. All right, girls. Your shift is over. Erica, I think you forgot something. Let me get your panties for you. How did you like the taste of Erica's panties, Mr. Criminal? You look very exhausted. And I really don't want to make your life any harder. I'm going to be honest with you. It was a mistake having you arrested yesterday, but I like you a lot, so I really want to keep you here. However, our chief believes that you might be innocent, and she wants to question you herself in a few minutes. Let's find something to cover your body, shall we? And please, do me a favor. Don't tell her that I was framing you just so I could keep you to myself. I promise I will be your personal maid and come and serve you and make you feel like a king every single day as long as you cover this up for me, okay? But if you dare tell on me, I will fucking... Ah, good morning, Chief. I was just here to get our suspect ready for you.
Officer J, you know you shouldn't be here, right? And why didn't you cuff him to the chair? This is strictly against our protocol.
I was doing this for your safety, Chief. I didn't want you to be attacked by him.
Oh, I'm so sorry for what she's done to you. I believe we might have made a mistake by arresting you yesterday. So I will be asking you a series of questions. If proven innocent, you will be released immediately. Officer J, please go wait in the corner.
Yes, Chief.
Bear with me, and this will only take a couple of minutes. All right, sir. Please tell me, what is your first and last name? What were you doing last Friday around 5 p.m.? And was there anyone with you? Okay, last but most important question. According to the report, you have stolen over 20 panties in the past. Is that correct? Please don't be afraid of Officer J over there. As the chief of police, I ensure your safety. After the arrest, Officer J interrogated the suspect with multiple sexual acts, forced him to plead guilty. Right after the interrogation, the suspect was chained to a chair and edged by 7 of our fellow officers until this morning. Now, does this sound correct, sir? I see. Officer J, can you come here, please? Thank you for your cooperation, sir. Let me just go file your records real quick. We'll be right back to release you shortly. Hey, sweetie. We are back. We just went to turn off the monitor, so whatever happens next will not be recorded. I know Officer J here really went out of line this time, but I will have to dismiss her for what she did. However, since there are 7 more of my girls who got involved in your case, as the chief here, I can't fire them all. So the only logical solution in this case is to, shut you up forever. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to harm you in any way. But I do need you to serve a life sentence here, though. And in order to make it happen, I need you to fuck Officer J after we turn the monitor back on. It doesn't surprise me you would refuse, since this is a very bad deal for you, but we could be unbelievably persuasive.
I told you what would happen if you ever tell on me. I hope you're ready for us.
All right, Jay. Show me what we are working on today.
As you wish, Chief.
Ta-da! Oh, my. Cute face with a big cock? I guess he's worth the trouble after all. On the other hand, why didn't you tell me earlier? Did you want to keep him all to yourself?
Sorry, Chief. I really wanted a cute toy of my own.
Well, I think I'm going to keep this one. But we can share him on the weekends.
Thank you, Chief.
Now, are you ready, sweetie? Shh, no talking. I was asking Mr. Cock over here. First, let me trace my finger up the shaft all the way up. Aww. The poor guy is twitching so hard right now.
Yeah, we kept him on edge since last morning.
Oh, no. Over 24 hours already? He might burst any minute now. Why don't we put a ring on him, Jay?
That's a great idea, Chief.
There. This special cock ring is 100% leak-proof. Where were we again?
You were greeting Mr. Cock.
Right. And I think he likes it very much, so why don't you greet him too, Jay? But this time, with your tongue.
All right. Here I come.
Look,
Mr. Cock loves this so much, he can't stop himself from twitching.
How adorable. Since we need to discipline him into our obedient puppet, I thought, why don't we have some fun while doing this? So, do you want to make a bet?
Sure.
What did you have in mind? How about we take turns to play with Mr. Cock over here and see who can break him first? And if you win, I'll let you have him all to yourself on every Wednesday.
Sounds awesome. Are there any more rules, Chief?
Besides not hurting him in any physical ways, there are absolutely no rules whatsoever. All right, Jay. You may go first.
I hope you're ready for me, little brat.
This is what you get for telling on me. Oh, boy. I think you really pissed her off this time.
Hi, Mr. Cock. Did you miss me? We had so much fun together last time. I think you wanted more, didn't you? Oh, you poor thing. Look at you. Already covered in your own pre-cum. Why don't I wipe it all off for you? With my lace stockings.
Do your best to hold yourself together. Just remember, if you start begging while she plays with your dick, she gets you to herself every Wednesday without any supervision. I wouldn't want that if I were you.
First, let me put my stockings over your dick. I sweated so much in them. The inside of my silky lace stocking should be very sticky and steamy hot right now. With your endless oozing pre-cum, this big cock should be pretty lubed up.
If you could last until the end without submitting to Miss J, as a reward, I will take off your cock ring and let you fuck me in my tight little pussy for as long as you like.
By the way,
If he manages to overcome all of my temptations, you should think about a way to reward our boy, too. Since rewarding good behaviors is a crucial step in slave training.
You're right, Chief.
And I'm sure you can't last till the end. But if you did somehow survive the whole thing, how about I do the same? Unlock your big dick and let you fuck me in my juicy little pussy. I'm gonna grab the tip of the stockings and start to pull on it. The stockings being slowly stretched away. Silky lace will hug right onto your cock from all angles, rubbing the whole shaft. This kind of stimulation is enough to drive a man nuts. Get ready, sir. Stretch. You look like you're having a seizure. I can't have you shake your head this much. You might end up hurting yourself. Tilt your head back a little so I can hold it between my big, soft tits. I know this must be so hard, but I believe you can fight this. You're a strong boy. Close your eyes and feel the warmth of my soft embrace. Let me cover you with kisses. Good boy. You really did it. Yeah, you made it. But don't get too ahead of yourself, though. You still have a long ways to go. It doesn't matter what Officer Jay says. I think you've been great. Now it's my turn. Since Officer Jay was using her stockings as her tool, I think it's only fair if I use something too. I heard that you love panties, don't you, sweetie? Let me take mine off for you. Do you like my silky smooth thong? It's pretty sexy, right? Do you know what I'm going to do with it? Oh, don't be frightened, sweetie. I'm not a bitch like her. I will be very gentle to you. First, let me pour some warm lube on your cock. Good. Then I will hold and stretch out my silky smooth thong from the sides and lower it down to gently create a nice little tent over your cock. Oh, you let out such a cute moan. I'm flattered. Now I'm going to maneuver the thong over it to very delicately just slide. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, enjoy yourself for me. Slide. Don't enjoy this too much. She's not what you think she is. Before she became the chief, she was in control of our black site. Her code name was the Gentle Succubus. And some say she feeds off boys' suffering. Any boys who were taken to her site always ended up voluntarily surrendering themselves. And her prisoners became harmless after being under her custody for a while. As those prisoners will come as soon as they come in contact with any female whatsoever. Are you talking shit behind my back, Officer Jay? Of course not, Chief. I was just begging him to give me a chance to have a full day to play with him. Not if I make him fall in love with me first. And I think my time is up. Congrats. You've just survived the first round. Oh, I would give you a few minutes to catch your breath, but we're kind of pressed for time today, so let's start round two right away. Miss J, you're up. All right. What should we do for this round? Let's try our man breaker on him, shall we? Judging by his reaction, I think he wants to know what this manbreaker is. It's a type of aphrodisiac we use on bad boys like you. It contains a special toxin that we synthesize from the venom of a very deadly jellyfish. We apply this to your cock, and it will become incredibly itchy, and so much more sensitive than it already is. May I start, please? Of course you may. Oh, don't forget to wear gloves, since we wouldn't want such a potent drug to come in contact with any part of our skin. Oh, you're right, Chief. One little drop could make me itch for hours. Here we go. One little drop at a time. I almost forgot to mention, with every drop, your sensitivity will double. This means the second drop on the same area will make it 4 times as sensitive. Well, the next drop will be 8 times more, and so on, but then don't worry too much, as the side effects will wear off about after 24 hours. Stop squirming. I'm sure you don't want me to dump the whole bottle over your cock by accident. Oh, you poor thing. Is this too much to handle? I guess I should give you some help just like last round, but you know what this is? You're on the right track. It's mouth spray. But it's not an ordinary mouth spray. Ooh, can I get a spray too? Here you go. This spray is called the enhancer. To make it easy for you to understand, it will turn our body fluid into a very strong aphrodisiac. But as a side effect, we will become very horny before the effect wears off. Oh, I'm sorry. I feel a little overwhelmed right now. Right. I need to distract you from our hand job. By making out with you? Oops. I guess since my saliva turned into an aphrodisiac, making out with you kind of did the opposite of helping. I think you did it on purpose. Okay, Chief. I'm done with him. Your turn. I'm just gonna sit on the floor and rest my head on his strong thigh, if you don't mind. Sure. Now, where is my makeup brush? Oh, here it is. Chief, look. We got him so sensitive. With just a blow of air on his dick, it's enough to make him flop like a fish. Oh my god, how many drops did you use? Let's see. Oops, I guess the whole bottle. Now, let me pamper Mr. Cock with my makeup brush. Oh, what's wrong, sweetie? Did my brush make you more itchy? I wonder what the best way to describe how Mr. Cock feels right now. Maybe? Maybe it feels like there are a million insects crawling all over it. That sounds horrible. Take that brush over there. I want you to brush Mr. Cock, too. Oh, what's that? Make it stop, please. Are you begging for mercy right now? Darn it. I guess I lost. You've been such a great help, though. You know what? I think I'm going to promote you to being the controller in my special holding facility. But I don't want a promotion. I want him. No, you silly. This special facility where we'll lock him up. So you'll be able to play with him every day. Thank you, Chief. Help me fold his chair down so we can get him to lay flat for us. Jay, you worked hard enough. Why don't you go ride his face while I play with Mr. Cock here? Oh, thank you, Chief. Oh, God. This feels amazing when your nose rubs on my clit. Oh, fuck. I can't take this anymore. I'm gonna grab under your hair and really fuck your face now. Okay, sweetie. I'm gonna slide your cock into my cleavage now. There. It feels incredible, doesn't it? Would you like me to start rubbing my tits together?
Yes.
What's that? I can't hear your muffled voice. I'm gonna count to three. And if I still can't make out what you say, I will squeeze my tits so hard together and rub them around your cock, okay? One. Sorry, I can't hear you. Two. Are you shaking your head? I wonder what that means. Three. Too bad. Turn the monitor back on, please. The suspect is sexually assaulting an officer on duty right now. Okay, sweetie. I would like to officially welcome you to becoming an inmate at my prison. As for assaulting a police on duty, you will be serving a life sentence in our special holding facility. Oh, don't be scared. Our special holding facility is really heaven on earth for boys like you. We call it the VIP room. Oh. So, are we putting a criminal like him in the presidential suite? Well, let me explain. But first, I want to ride his face, too. Oh, for sure. I'll get off right away. Sweetie, I'm going to ride your face for a little bit. Take out your tongue for me, okay? I don't think our boy is working hard enough. Can you give him some motivation, Jay? With pleasure. Oh, there we go. Let me walk you through what we're gonna do with our boy here before we send him back to his VIP room. A special collar will be placed on his neck. He will be stripped naked, including his cock ring. And then he will be placed in a cell made of glass located in a warehouse. We will provide him with the most comfortable bedding, personal room service, and even a nice big jacuzzi so he can spend the rest of his life comfortably inside his cell as long as he follows our rule. It's the only rule you've got. No masturbation. This still doesn't sound like punishment, though. That's because I haven't gotten to the fun part yet. There will be three groups of guards working around the clock, watching over him from outside of the glass wall, all dressed in skimpy lingerie, trying their best to tempt him to touch himself. Oh, but as soon as he lays a hand on his cock, the collar on his neck will paralyze him with a special spray, numbing his entire body except his cock. The door will automatically open, letting the guards in. Oh, a standard procedure. All guards who enter the cell need to be sprayed with the enhancer. After they've placed the leak-proof cock ring on him, they get to play with him for the next 3 hours. When the time is up, the guards will take him into the jacuzzi and clean him up. Oh, that is such a twisted way to torture a prisoner. Oh, I love this. And what do I get to do as the controller? Oh. 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 As the controller, you will be supervising the prison guards. And on top of that, you have the authority to enter a cell anytime you desire. Just in case, if you think his life is still not hard enough, you could occasionally give him a visit. and make him serve your sexual needs while not allowed to touch himself.
I can't wait. Oh!
Me either. All right, girls. Bring him to the VIP room.